What's up, everybody? Chad Kalick here, and welcome back to the In a Crowded Room podcast for episode number 201, which on today's podcast, we are going to jump back into the world of UFOs and UAPs. And I'm going to start out by showing you guys a truly mind-blowing, absolutely mind-blowing piece of footage of a UFO that was filmed in Arizona, and something very similar, which appears to be the same craft, was also filmed in Pennsylvania. And when you see what this UFO does, it is pretty mind-blowing. But we're also going to talk about Skyfall's final prediction, which, given what's going on in the world right now, is perhaps the most unnerving of all of Skyfall's predictions. And we're also going to talk about Elon Musk, because he recently gave another press conference at SpaceX, and he said something that puts all of this stuff with UFOs and aliens seriously into question. We'll talk about what that is. But before we get into that, really quickly, September 6th, September 7th, there are 9 tickets left to join me at the Crown Point Jail in Crown Point, Indiana, aka the Dillinger Escape Jail. I am incredibly stoked for this investigation. I saw a couple questions asking if the tickets include both nights. Yes, there's only one ticket type. That is a gold ticket, and it is for both nights. As I stated, there's only 9 tickets left, so get yours while you can, as this event is definitely going to be sold out. And we are going to have a truly incredible time at Crown Point, Indiana, which is only 30 minutes outside of Chicago. The ticket link, as always, is in the description box below. So I truly hope to see you at AGH Presents, the Dillinger Escape Jail Ghost Hunt. Now, with that being said, let's get into it. Okay, the footage you are about to see is this very odd-looking, blue-colored UFO. Go ahead and look at the screen right now. This UFO first appears in the sky, where it hovers around quite a bit. Now, the brightness of it, it's just bizarre. I've never seen anything in the sky look like this. But watch what this UFO does. It starts lowering itself, or I guess flying, falling, whatever you want to call it, down to this lake, where it gets fairly close to the person filming it, and you will actually see this thing go into the lake and come out of it a few times. Check this footage out.
Creepy, man. What the hell? Stay over there. Don't go to the jail.
Now, what's equally bizarre is before sundown in Pennsylvania, this thing was also filmed in the sky, kind of hanging out behind clouds. Now, is it the same UFO? I don't know, but it's something serious. And what I can tell you about both pieces of footage is this is not CGI. I'm pretty damn certain of that. I would say I'm 99.99% certain of that. Now, what is it? Is it something, somebody made, as far as like a hoaxer or something? I don't know. I mean, look, it's possible because we've never seen crafts like this, period. But this is bizarre. It's like these blue lights that seem to be tethered to each other. But the fact that they make their way down to this lake and dip into it and kind of come back up and dip into it and come back up. And the fact that initially this UFO slash UAP can be seen, a long ways away behind this plane that is flying by. But when it comes down and dips itself into this, this lake, it appears to be pretty close. And I assume it would be much smaller to appear the size that it is. So does this thing have the ability to be massive where you can see it 2 miles away and it could shrink to the size that it is when it goes into the lake? I don't know. It's a truly weird, weird, weird piece of footage. I would love to know what you guys think this is. I have looked everywhere to find somebody that's debunked this because I sure the fuck can't. And most of those videos, I'm usually pretty good, I think, for the most part, at picking out what's fake and what's not. Some videos are really easy to kind of pick out, like what was Corbell's last one? The jellyfish. Yeah, those are EID balloons. That was pretty easy to pick that out right away. But obviously there's other pieces of footage that are very difficult. This is a difficult one. I don't know what this is, which is really frustrating because there's some really weird stuff going on. Now, at the same time that all of this activity continues to ramp up, things are not looking good in the Middle East. As you guys have seen, the war over there at Gaza is as scary as ever. Iran is now involved fully, and things are escalating. And as you guys know, this all falls in line with everything that Skyfall predicted. Now, if you remember, when the Ukrainian war began, I had tons of people that got a hold of me and said, "Do you think Skyfall was wrong? Do you think this Ukrainian war is actually what he meant, or did he just get it wrong?" And I was able to ask him about it. And if you guys remember back then, I said his answer was no. He said it's coming in the Middle East. Now, I've also seen people go, "Well, look, man, anybody could predict a war in the Middle East." Well, yes, there's been conflict in the Middle East for as long as the Middle East has existed. But I think we can all agree what's going on right now is more than conflict. And the fact that, Skyfall was able to say, no, there will be what he claimed would be on the verge of World War III when this announcement was going to be made. And it appears as though we are on that path because, call me crazy, I do not think that all of this UFO stuff with the government is independent of what's going on with these wars. I just don't think any of it is just circumstance or happenstance, just like, oh, what a coincidence. All this UFO stuff is going on at the same time that, these specific wars are going on. Which I would love to know your guys' thoughts. Do you think that these are separate things, or do you think that there is a connection to the escalation of the UFO story and the war in the Middle East? Let me know what you guys think in the comments for sure. I would love to know what you guys think. Having said that, Elon Musk recently gave another press conference on the progress of Starship. Now he continues to do incredible things with SpaceX, and I'm blown away every time, I see these new tests of that massive, massive rocket that he has going on. But he keeps saying something that is really troubling to me. He's saying something that if he is right, then the entire UFO narrative is wrong, and everything that's going on right now is complete bullshit, which would blow my mind. Because while I believe that Corbell and that entire crew are certainly up to no good, I would say that I do believe there's life throughout the universe, and I think there's a good chance that at some point throughout the billions of years we've been visited. Doesn't mean that there are aliens here today. I don't know that. I would have to see one to really accept it. I would have to see a body before I could fully believe it. But basically, during this press conference, Elon said this.
When you think about the question of where are the aliens, which I get asked a lot, this is like the Fermi paradox. Where are the aliens? And I've not seen any evidence that there are aliens on Earth. A lot of people think there are aliens on Earth, and I'm like, great, I'd like to meet one. For a while there, when I was getting my green card and everything, it said alien registration card. I'm like, okay. But this question of where are the aliens is, I think, a very profound one, because I'm aware of no evidence of aliens whatsoever, which means that I think we're probably alone. And if you look at the history of Earth, like how long has Earth been around? Assuming that physics is correct, the universe is about 13.8 billion years old. Earth is about 4.5 billion years old. When you think about how old is civilization, I think the right measuring point for civilization, in my view, or a good measuring point, would be the advent of writing. So the first writing is generally considered to be the ancient Sumerians. Where are they now? They died out. But about 5,500 years ago, it was archaic pre-cuneiform. In fact, I suggest it's like an interesting rabbit hole to read about the history of writing. So if you consider, say, like, okay, civilization, I think if you don't have writing, you kind of need writing for civilization. But it's only been around for like a little over 5,000 years out of 4.5 billion years that Earth has been around and the 13.8 billion years of the universe. So all of human civilization is basically the blink of an eye. It's like just a fraction. It's nothing. And I think that probably means that consciousness is incredibly rare and perhaps fleeting. It may not last for very long, because otherwise I think we would have seen aliens, some kind of sign of aliens. I mean, ultimately, if we're able to become a spacefaring civilization, a multi-planet species, and ultimately a multi-stellar species, and go out there and explore all these star systems, I think we may find that there are many long-dead one-planet civilizations.
Okay, so let's think about this. Elon Musk, who you would think would be in the know when it comes to spacefaring technology. He says he has seen zero evidence of alien visitation. And there's a lot of people that believe that we've cracked, anti-gravity, that exists. It's hard for me to believe that if that existed, that Elon would still be using the old pop bottle rocket principle, which is, a bunch of fuel that pushes one way and shoots the rocket the other way. He's basically found a way to improve upon the same old rocket designs that we've had forever. Where if there was anti-gravity, I mean, clearly he would be using that. But, he's saying that's not the case, that there is zero evidence, okay? Now, I think Elon's a smart guy. I think, love him or hate him, we could probably all agree he's very smart. He works with the government on a daily basis. He works with NASA on a daily basis. He is highly connected to pretty much everybody. When you're the world's wealthiest man, that's how it goes. Although, Putin's probably wealthier than him. And, the wealthiest man in the world, you probably don't know his name. That's typically how that works. But what's super interesting to me is if you look at Elon, his knowledge of rocketry and space and just everything that comes along with that, you compare that to Jeremy Corbell or, you know, George Knapp or Lou Elizondo, like all the, that whole crew, right? Chris Mellon. What just really dawned on me is in the entire Corbell crew, the Lou Elizondo crew, there are no scientists over there. There's no physicists. There's nobody in that circle that understands physics, rocketry, space. They're almost all, or a lot of them, you know, worked, you know, in the intelligence department. If you look at Lou Elizondo, he was, you know, his job was basically misinformation. He was an intelligence officer, and his, you know, job was to basically confuse people and to, you know, put out false information. And this is also what David Grush did for a very long time. And it's kind of weird that the two guys that are, that have said the most about this UFO narrative, being Lou Elizondo and David Grush, you know, are both, you know, ex-intelligence officers. But there's just nobody in that camp at all that has anything to do with science. And the one guy that we all know, you know, has a true mind for science, the guy that's trying to get us to Mars, the guy that's literally building rockets to make mankind, you know, a multi-planetary civilization, he says, without a doubt, there is zero information, nothing to his knowledge, no evidence, no proof that we have ever been visited, nor that there is any UFOs that have crashed and been recovered, that we've cracked anti-gravity. He says none of this is real. None of it. So this begs that question. If you're a betting man and you had to bet your life or everything you own or your family members' lives, if you had to bet, who's right? Elon or Corbell? Who do you bet on? I mean, obviously, I'm not fucking going with Corbell. I mean, I would put my money on what Elon knows, but I'm just shocked. Because if Elon is being truthful and he's accurate, why is he discrediting and saying that, like, the Tic Tac, there's no evidence there, there's no... Now, remember, evidence and proof are two different things. Evidence suggests a proof, right? It says, we believe in this thought. And what we have here lends credence to that belief. Proof is different. Proof is like, it is what it is. Bang, that's proof. But Elon's saying there's no evidence. There's no proof. There's no evidence. Nothing. So if Elon's saying that, and if he is correct, then David Fravor's a liar. Then Corbell's a liar, which we all kind of know that. George Knapp, Mellon, Lou, like, I mean, Tom DeLong, like the whole group. I guess I would just love to see scientists come forward. You know? Like, I would love to see that. Like, I'm fascinated by the fact that, you know, Jacques Vallée believes that the Black Knight satellite is real. And he says that he has evidence and proof that it is. But why hasn't Elon seen that? I mean, he surely must know about Jacques Vallée's comments and his thoughts. I mean, I know about it, so I assume Elon knows much more than I do about the UFO narrative and what's possible and what's not. But, yeah, he says that they're all liars. And if that was the case, that would make Skyfall a liar too. Now, you guys know how I've always treated Skyfall is, as I told him, I cannot and will not just accept your words as proof. You are going to have to make predictions, and I am going to have to see how those predictions unfold. Now, I was blown away by the accuracy of what Skyfall was predicting, and what also made me feel like he was real is that he did not want the spotlight. He refused to take the spotlight. He wasn't like Corbell, where he's just like, put me on anything and everything. You know, I will do any podcast. I will do anything I can do to be as famous as I can be. Like Skyfall was like, you don't get to know my name. You don't get to hear my voice. You know, and the one time that he offered me to come actually meet him, it was in another country in a tiny little, you know, town that, well, there's more details to that I probably, you have to wait for Paleface. There's more details to that. So I do have a belief in Skyfall just because of his accuracy and how quick he was to kind of point out who the bullshit artists were. But is it a possibility that, you know, Skyfall is just getting his info from somebody else? You know what I mean? Which, of course he is, right? From somewhere. And is there a tree of good information versus a tree of bad information? Well, sure. There's information and there's disinformation, right? But if Elon's right, the guy that actually knows about science, then we are witnessing the biggest bullshit campaign that has ever, ever been levied against mankind. What I would like to ask Elon is, how can you be so sure? Given what's out there, given the footage I just showed you guys of this damn blue UFO, whatever the hell this thing is. Maybe it's something goofy someone just created to trick the world. I don't know. But it's shocking. I mean, it's like, what is that? I mean, think about it. How many things in life have you never seen? Whether on television or in person, or, you know, you get to be, you know, mid-40s and you're like, you've seen a lot, you know? So when I see something that I've never seen before, yeah, it's hard. It's hard to, like, understand how that could exist without some kind of really unique explanation. But yet Elon is just sure that we're alone. I would love to ask him, why are you so sure? And why are you dismissing all of this incredible evidence that's come out? The Aguadilla footage is something else, man. And the reason I believe that footage is completely real is because Corbell and all those guys, they don't even want to talk about it because they can't, you know, Corbell can't slap his Instagram on it. You know what I mean? Like, that footage was captured and released seemingly on its own, you know, by Homeland Security. That's the one where the UFO is traveling across the airport and it dips into the ocean and hits the waves, and the waves do not stop its progress at all. And then it splits and becomes two. It's really incredible footage, incredible. But, like, I would love to know, why does Elon, why does he believe that none of that's real? And I would love to know your guys' thoughts. Do you think this UFO shit, that all of it is just like the biggest hoax on the American public ever? That that's what all of this is. That we are, as Elon says, truly alone. There's no wrong answer. I would love to know what you guys think in the comments below. Were I washed out in all this, honestly, like I said, I do think we probably have been visited. I do believe that there is life in the universe. And it's just not a stretch for me at all to think that if there was another civilization that was even 100 years beyond where we are now, that things like probes, right? Like, we're sending Voyager 1 and 2 out there. Like, we've landed rovers on Mars. So do I think that other civilizations could be doing that to Earth? Is that what some of these sightings could be? Yes, I do believe that's certainly possible. But I'm blown away by the fact that Elon doesn't. and that he just dismisses and discredits everything that's out there right now. And for a very rational-minded guy, I just want to know why. There's a reason, because both sides can't be right. Elon can't be right, and then, you know, Lou and Chris Mellon and Dom DeLong and Corbell, like all those guys can't be right either. And Dr. Greer can't be right if Elon, you know, is right. So I would love to hear your thoughts. Once again, leave them in the comment box below. Also, if you enjoyed this, please click on the thumbs up for me. If you have not subscribed yet, please do. And if you haven't yet and you are able, I would love for you to support us at Patreon. That would be awesome. Having said that, my friends, I have another new episode coming in 48 hours, which it's a good one. I think you're all going to really enjoy it. Much love, my friends, and I will see you guys in 48 hours. All the best.